All right, here we go, transcribing the harmony, the chords, for Friends in Low Places. Here we go. First thing you need is the key.
Blame it all on my roots.
Sounds to me like the key, and if you're not sure how I got that, just wait until they get to the chorus. Like right there is the da-da-da-da-da. I hear the melody go and the chord also is bling if you listen right there. Right, can you hear that? There, like so that's the key. And that sounds like A to me, and I just got the guitar and I double checked that I was right. That's the one note that I've trained myself to hear, like which is what something I've said before. We're talking about relative pitch. If you want absolute pitch, it you can be trained in it, because I trained myself to learn A and I can recognize it. But I didn't train myself in the other 11 notes, because my relative pitch is good enough, so I can usually figure stuff out and it doesn't hang me up. But if you're interested in acquiring absolute pitch, you simply memorize one note at a time for however long it takes until you memorize all 12. But anyway, it's in the key of A, and it certainly doesn't sound like a minor key. You know, that is not the flavor of Friends in Low Places. It's definitely major. You know, do, re, mi, fa, so. And then, so we're in A major. So before I even do any more, you know, usually music like this, let's just call it country music for lack of me wanting to make labels. It's usually very diatonic. So there's a little bit of music theory that overlaps with ear training. And there's a lot of music theory that overlaps in everything you do. What am I saying? So if you can do a harmonized scale in the key of A, what I mean by that is you, instead of just playing single notes to make an A major scale, you would make chords on each one of those scale degrees. So in this particular case, it's A major, B minor, C sharp minor, D major, E major, or E7. F sharp minor, G sharp half diminished. If you don't know how to play that one, we can talk about it some other day. Back to G, going backwards. Going back to A, that is. And then going backwards, A, G sharp half diminished, F sharp minor, E7, D major, C sharp minor, B minor, and A major. So just by my knowing that, I'm going to be able to hear the chords a lot easier probably than if I didn't know that. And you know what, friends? I've already heard this song, you know, on and off my whole life, and so I already kind of know what to expect, but I'm gonna walk you through it as if I didn't. All right, so here we go. Because let me just say, when your ear is good enough, you can hear a song on the radio, and if it's simple enough, you might not know what key it's in, but you know the progression just because you can hear it. All right, so let me get on with them philosophizing too much. Here we go. So we know it's in A, and I'm going to zero in on the bass. So I'm going to try and turn it up a little bit on my computer. If you can hear the bass note, bling, and then that second chord was bling, you know, like, so let me pause it and see if I can turn it up. All right, so I'm simply going to write down what the bass note is for each chord that passes. I'm not concerned with major or minor at this point. So. So I don't know if you heard that, but the first note was definitely A, boom, and then the second note was bling. If you didn't know how to do that, just be patient and do every single note on whatever string you choose. It's got to be one of those 12. I see students all the time, they just simply won't do what I'm telling you, which is pick a string. In this case, I picked the A string because I was already on the A string because it was the previous chord was the open A. And then make yourself do, try all 12 of these. Do it one by one. Don't skip anything. I can guarantee you're going to skip the right note. I don't know why students don't do that. I tell them to do this, and then they start skipping around, and they skip the one that's really the note. And I'm like, they're like, oh, I can't find it. I'm like, yeah, because you didn't check all 12. And then you narrow it down to a couple of choices, if necessary. If you can't tell, you know, if one kind of sounds good, you write that down. Even if you just write down fret numbers. Now, if this seems like it takes a lot of work, it is. And hopefully it's fun work. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. I know I sound like a broken record, but, you know, back in my day, we had to walk uphill both ways in the snow in July. We didn't have transcription services. We didn't have... You just had to play the record over and over. Or the tape until the vinyl wore out and the needle was, I don't know, or the tape started to stretch and break. I used to repair those cassette tapes with scotch tape. I used to, my brother, older brothers and sisters show me how to do this. You want a digression? Here it is. I used to, the tapes used to break and stretch, and I used to take the ends out and then cut these little tiny pieces of tape and put it on the back of the celluloid, whatever it's called, that the tape is made from, and it would play, and it would, there would be like little gaps in the audio. It was pretty funny. Here we go. We're gonna go back to this. So far, I heard that the bass went and then da. So I'm just writing down A and then A sharp. That's all I'm doing so far. And then next chord. And I took his glass of champagne. So I heard B and D. So I'm just going to write down B and D. Now, I happen to know what the quality of the chords are, but I'm going slow for you guys. So far we got A and A sharp and B and D. All right, let's continue from there. And then I hear blow. All right. Now, how did I know immediately that that's an E? Because to the key of so far I haven't done really any ear training, but and then that's the root, and then the chord in question right now is which I hear is a fifth. That's the Star Wars or whatever your song that you use to refer to the so far if you want to do it in intervals. I've been only talking letters so far. It would be one and then flat two. How do you know that? Because it's a Jaws theme or whatever your thing for the minor second is. And then two would be next. So do, re, that's the B. And then the four, the D. Don't dim the bright. And then finally E, which is the fifth. So again, A to A sharp is a flat two. It's a Jaws theme. The A to B is a major second, like do, re, mi. And then the D is a fourth. Here comes the bride. And then the fifth is Star Wars. Okay, get the picture, guys? So that combined that with my music theory, and like I know what this song is before I even go to the gig. So, but let's continue. And there's our one chord. I hear the bass go ding. So there's my do, re. All right, so that's got to be B, the second note in the key of A. And then I hear blom or bling, because it's too low for me to sing. And that's a fifth. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Or I'm sorry, do, re, mi, fa, sol. That's a fifth, so that's E. Back to A again. I can just hear it. Again, here's B, or the two, and then a five. All right, so that's a 2-5 common progression. All right, so let's put the qualities on now. Now, you could do it the long way and try and transcribe the inner notes of each chord, but you could save time by just trying all five, taking an educated guess on what each chord's quality is, and then seeing if you're right. Like, for example, A is definitely A, not A minor, not A7, not A half diminished, not A diminished, you know. Sorry, I did diminished twice. A half diminished or A diminished. So that's A. The next chord, B, I'm sorry, A sharp, is not a diatonic note to the key of A because it's a flat two. And I just hear that it's diminished. Like da da da, da 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 da. If you weren't sure about that, then you would have to dig in. Like if you tried A sharp, all the possibilities, like A sharp major, that's not it. A sharp 7, that's not it. A sharp minor, you see what I mean? A sharp half diminished. And A sharp, and you're like, ah, oh, that might be it. And then A sharp diminished. And then we're gonna go back to listen to the inner voices of the chord itself. So this is, I hope you have the patience for this while you're driving. Because it is a bit involved. We'll go back to the second chord that he played on acoustic guitar before the band even came in and listen to the inner voices. Okay, so I heard boom. I heard those inner voices like after the root, which happens to be a very common voicing for guitar. If you're really interested, the fret numbers are 6x4 5. I'm sorry, 6x5 6 5x. But can you hear those inner voices? It's even more convenient that he played them separately. You know, it went bling 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 bling. You could hear them separately. So
blame it all on my roots. I showed up in blue.
So what I'm trying to say is, you would have to figure out each one of those separately if you were unsure of the chord. My advice is you do the lowest note first and the highest note second. So you got this is low and this is high, and then you put the, you fill in the other two. You know, this can be done with keyboard, it can be done with a horn section, it can be done with any thing, but this is a nice easy one because it's, he's playing them separately and there's only one instrument doing it. So there's not a lot of stuff to sort through. Does that make any sense? So this is a bit long-winded, but we're gonna get on with it. That was A sharp diminished, and then B. I already know it's gonna be B minor, because B major doesn't work. B7, B minor is good. B half diminished would be weird. B diminished is weird. And besides that, I know from my music theory that if you have a two chord, you can tell when chords are diatonic or not. If they're non-diatonic, they sound unusual. And if they are diatonic, they sound like normal, or if that makes any sense. So I already know it's going to be B minor. And then let's go from here. That's B minor. B minor. All right, so right there, I can hear it's a major. And I can also tell that he's playing it with a capo on the second fret, and he's playing it in G because of the voicing. But that's all another story. Because I hear him go, and that's like a common, never mind about that, I'm digressing. But I could tell that he's playing it in G with a capo on the second fret, and he's actually playing a D chord. But to our ears, it's coming out as E. And I'm going to put that as E7 just because, well, let's see if the 7's in there or not. Let's see if the 7's in there when the band comes in, or if it's just E. Oh, hang on. So do I hear like that seventh in there? I don't think so. I don't think I hear the 7. Although, you know what I noticed? He sings the 7th in the melody. Da-da-da-D. So I don't hear this note, the 7th of the E7 in the with the band, but he sings it. You know, so I'm putting down E7, and it's the 5 chord of the key, which is usually 7 anyway. All right, so do you see what I'm doing? First step, I did only the roots. Second step, I'm doing the chord qualities. I still haven't written the chords in time yet. All right? Now here's the chorus. There's our A, it's gotta be major. Oh, wait a second, hang on, wait, I'm sorry. I skipped the D minor. I could hear that it was D minor, but right there, you hear the D root. Alright, so the bass is going, but if, you know, in the key of A, it would normally be a D chord, and that's just too bright. So you try D7, that's not really right. And D minor, there it is right there. And if you don't believe me, listen to the inner voices of that note. I mean, of that chord right there. Like I hear, sorry, my singing. Like I hear the guitar go, like that. That F note right there makes it D minor. So we got a 4 minor, which makes it interesting. So far we got 2 interesting chords. A sharp, 1 diminished, which isn't that unusual. And then a 4 minor, which is also not very unusual either. All right, let's get on with it. I want to hurry up and write this. The chorus. That's A major. For a long time. There's our 2 chord minor. And that's the 5 chord, the E. Here's back to the 1 chord. And there's our 2 and there's our 5. So it's pretty easy. All right, so the next step after having done the roots and having done the chord qualities is to put the chords in time. All right, so we're gonna go back and you're just gonna count the beats. The beats are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots, ruined your black tie fair.
Okay, so what I just heard was A sharp diminished, B minor, E for the intro. And then the verse was A sharp diminished, B minor, and then B minor for the first half of the verse.
Last one to know,
and then here's
last
E.
One to show, I was last one
and for 2 bars, and then A for 2 bars. Repeating A for 1 bar, A sharp diminished, B minor, and here's our D minor. And here's our E, again with E, again with E, and again with E, and now we're at the chorus. A, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So that's A for 4, B minor, probably for 2, yep, and that's E for 2, repeating. 3, 4, A again, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 1. Do a hold on the 4th bar, so I'll make that a note. You do a rest, or like a hold out on the 4th bar of the repeat. And those B minor and E, instead of having 2 bars each the first time around, now they got 1 bar each. So what I mean by that is 1, 2, 3, 4, E, 2, 3, 4, A, 2, 3, 4, and again, 2, 3, right? And it makes sense because I have an 8 bar or a 16 bar chorus, and I have an 8 bar bridge verse, that is. So everything lines up. These should be all in multiples of 4. And then I'm just double checking the instrumental sections. It seems like the instrumental follows the verse, I mean the chorus. So let's just check. So A, 2, 3, 4, and again, 2, 3, and again, 2, 3. So far that matches the chorus. But it's only the second half of the chorus. So it wasn't the whole chorus, it was the second half. And now we're back to the verse. And I'm just going to listen to see if there's any changes. And it doesn't sound like there are. So bear with me over here. And I'm just gonna check that everything's the same, so I'll pause it here so you don't have to listen. And the rest of the song is just the chorus, repeated choruses. So he just keeps, I think. Yeah, this is a good sing-along song. It's good for crowds. People love this stuff when they're drinking. So that's it. We're done. With the harmony, that is. So the chords are really nothing. And the next part is the melody.